This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose in as well. Trevor Valise not in, but he did do an NFL Next Question that we're going to do at 5:30. We'll get John Gross's help on that one. John Gross, would he have made the tournament this year?
Had they won the MAC tournament, which they won the MAC regular season.
So he may have. They were the favorites
on
to
the
win.
Way to his return.
DePaul extension for Dave Lado, of course.
Yeah.
The guy that coached at DePaul, then was fired from DePaul, then now coaches at DePaul, and now he's got an extension.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, remember when you remember?
They started 12-1.
Yeah, you remember that? Remember the old member berries. You remember when DePaul started 12-1?
Went to Iowa City and won by 15.
What in the world?
But they only went 3-15 in Big East play.
Worst loss: Iowa at home against DePaul or Illinois at home against Miami. Or is it equal?
What's Kim Pom say?
That may be equal.
Let's see, 94 for DePaul. Miami finished 104.
Oh, so
they're saying Miami's worse.
Man. Yikes. That Miami game, man, that just terrorizing.
Miami was 15-16 overall, and DePaul was 16-16.
Were they really? Okay. All right. Well, Dave Lado gets an extension. Have we ever figured DePaul out, or do we want to? Have we ever figured out
what they're doing with Lado?
Well, no.
Or
just
why they?
Yeah, just why they? Right. Why they can't ever become? You know, like I think we've talked about that forever, probably before you were born, about how Illinois football could be like this sleeping giant, you know, like if they could just figure it out with Chicago. But, you know, Illinois basketball to a degree, even though they've had tons of success, could, you know, if they could always just rope in the top two guys out of Chicago every year, can you imagine what they'd have? I would love to go back sometime since like 2000 and pull up player of the year in Illinois and look at the top two votes. You want to do it?
I'm doing it right now.
And let's just go, let's just act like Illinois would get the top two guys. And if like somebody,
I can give you the top guy. I'm not sure I'll be able to give you number two.
Okay, well, even the top guy.
Okay.
And if, let's say it's two in a row, then you had to miss a year,
sure.
Which I'm sure they'll be able to figure it out. By the way, it's The Drive. As mentioned, you can always weigh in at 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Let me tell you about the show real quick. Kent Brown, Illini Associate AD, he is going to join us. We've heard all about this NCAA ruling about the extra year of eligibility for spring sports. I've read all about it. I still don't quite understand it. So we're going to lean on Kent to kind of explain all that to us. He'll join us at 4:30. 4:50, we've got a Mettler mix-up, and this one is about a sore neck. I think all of us have had that. I haven't had that for a while. I'm knocking on wood right now. I used to get them, like I'd wake up in the morning, and the old wives' tale I thought was like if you went to bed with a wet hair, you'd get a stiff neck.
Oh, really?
I think my mom
sleep wrong on
that.
The pillow. I know that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about a sore neck, and then Tom Michael, Eastern Illinois athletic director, going to join us at 5:05 to discuss kind of the role of the AD right now with nothing happening. All right, you've got these pulled up. Is this since 2000?
I can go back to 2000 or even before that. Yeah.
Let's just start at 2000 okay. And let's. So here,
I'll just give you the Mr. Basketball.
Okay. The exercise here is that if. Let's just say
and
since
Illinois tried to apply this.
Yeah.
Too. If we can only get the top player or the top couple players in Illinois.
Every year, how many national titles would they have? So let's start in 2000. Let's say Illinois program fresh start 2000. Here we go.
Not from the Chicagoland area, actually down east, the Metro East.
Oh.
Darius Miles.
Oh, okay. He went right to the pros.
Yep.
Or did he go to UNLV?
Right to the pros.
Right to the pros. Okay. Who am I thinking went? Oh, that was, doesn't matter. Okay. So Darius Miles, you'd have a guy that played 20 years almost in the NBA. Okay. So he'd be on your team. And then 2001.
Next guy goes right to the pros. Eddie Curry.
Okay. So you've got Darius Miles at the four and Eddie Curry at the five.
99 was Brian Cook. So if you already had him.
Okay. You would have got him.
Sure.
So now you got a four.
That's your four, your five, and your three.
Oh,
Miles is the three.
Goodness. Okay, and then 2002.
Jalen Tate could be your point guard. He might still be on the tournament.
I could be the point guard on that one. If I could just somehow get the ball past half court, which I wouldn't be able to, not against that college talent. Okay, 2003 or two?
Two, D. Brown.
Oh, well, there you go. There's the guy that's going to get it up the court. So right now you got D, you got Senior Cook.
Freshman
junior,
D.
Yeah, freshman D, sophomore.
Eddie Curry.
Junior and, Darius Miles, yeah. And a senior Brian Cook. I think that wins a national title. All right, so 2003.
Shannon Brown.
Yeah, that was. Was he D's cousin? He wasn't. We always thought that.
Both went to Proviso East, both Browns.
Okay.
Shannon Brown and D Brown.
What could Brown do for you? Okay, so there you got your two guard. So now your lineup, if Cook had that fifth year, you'd have Cook,
right.
Miles, Eddie Curry, D. Brown, and Shannon Brown in your backcourt. Wow. All right, four.
Sean Livingston.
Okay. The guy that wore the Illinois jersey the day of signing, or no, the day before. The day
That's
before
right,
signing. He wore an Illinois jersey to school and then decided to go to Duke.
Would it have hurt worse had he picked Illinois and then still went to the draft?
No, I think the clout would
just
be there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right?
That
although,
makes sense.
Although, let's be honest, as whiny as I am, and as whiny as some Illinois fans, with good reason, we would be like, oh, of course, the one guy we finally get goes pro.
Yeah.
But, no,
it's
he did
like
go pro.
It's kind of like also with Cliff Alexander, of
yeah.
course, avoiding the embarrassment, and it was a national story to watch the Illinois fan. Yeah, no. But if he would have actually come to Illinois
yeah.
and then gotten ineligible through the middle of the year.
But Illinois wouldn't have paid his parents like Kansas did.
Right.
Kansas makes too much money. I mean, they've got to get it out. I mean, it's like a tax problem. The accountant says, you know, you've got to spend money, so I don't know how you're going to do it. And they're like, well, I know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to pay Cliff Alexander.
Okay.
Okay, so
that's... Speaking of Kansas, Julian Wright, 2005.
Oh, you remember when... Like, he didn't even take a trip to Kansas. Bill Self visited him in Chicago, and on the visit, without even going to Kansas, Julian Wright said, I'm coming.
Must have been in quarantine. Took one of those virtual tours.
You don't even need to see Allen Fieldhouse. You're coming to Kansas. And, of course, he led Bill Self's team to a national title. He and another guard that I think might be coming up on this list. Maybe.
He's not on it.
Oh, Sherron Collins,
yeah,
not
Sherron
on there.
Collins.
Okay. Wow.
They had Brandon Rush, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. So Julian Wright after him?
After Julian Wright was John Shire.
Who won, I think, multiple national titles at Duke. And was really good at Duke. He was just on. Like, they had one of their games on. And I forgot how impactful John Shire was. And, of course, the story behind him is that Bruce Weber's brother,
yeah.
Dave, mm-hmm. I think, Dave Weber, coached John Shire at Glenbrook North. Is that right? Didn't he go
yes.
where Collins went?
Glenbrook North.
So there's not only are these players not coming to Illinois, but there's a story behind it. So we thought because Bruce Weber's brother would be the head coach of this kid that Illinois was a shoo-in to get Shire. And of course he goes to Duke, ends up winning a couple national
titles. National title in 2010.
Okay. What I hate is when people say, well, he made the right choice. Well, you don't know that if he and a couple of other those guys would have come to Illinois, the right choice would have been Illinois because you wouldn't have won a national title.
Fair.
I mean, you would have had Charlie Villanueva if Self
yeah,
would have
that
stayed.
That would have happened.
Oh, my. He was New Jersey?
East Coast, I think.
We made up for that with Georgie 20 years
it
later.
It took a while.
It took a while, or 15 years later, we made up for it with Georgie. We love you, Georgie. He's probably doing a handstand right now.
Good for him.
He's probably walking on his hands right now, Georgie. You think he listens to the show? We need to get him on.
He came on the show when we were at Illini Inn.
Yeah, but we need
Seemed
to get
to
him on
himself.
Now.
Yeah,
what else he got going?
Yeah, nothing.
Trevor, if you're listening, we need Georgie B.
If we're talking TikTok videos that I know nothing about, I'm sure he'd be...
I saw the funniest TikTok video today ever. And I'm not a guy to go. I mean, let me bring in Isaac Ambrose real quick. Isaac, this is the thing right now, right?
TikTok is the thing.
Okay, so there's an app you download, mm-hmm. and then you can, like, you can dance to a song.
Right, you can kind of, like, the app allows you to put different songs or, like, audio bits, and then you can kind of, like, act them out or put a dance into it. And, yeah, that's essentially all it is.
There was one today that showed people falling. Did you see it?
Uh-uh.
Like, there's a girl coming out of a hot tub, and she falls. And what they did is they made the sound she makes into a song. So, like, there's one guy that's closing the hood of a car, and his feet come out from under him, and his head hits the car, and it goes, and then it goes into the fox, you know, I can't do the fox, the movie. Like it doesn't matter. But anyway, if you can find that TikTok, I would love for Derek to see it.
Yeah, for sure.
We wouldn't be able to. I mean, we could play it on the air, but it wouldn't make sense. We could almost play it on the air.
Yeah.
See if you can find it. We'll look through that. Okay. So after John Shire, this is a bad exercise.
2007 Derrick Rose,
whose brother. Here's another story. Whose brother Reggie decided that he needed to come to Illinois,
just for a visit,
like a week before. And then Reggie proceeded to say that Illinois wasn't showing him love. Mm. Okay. All right, after Derek.
Oh, wait, Kevin Dillard?
Oh, yeah. SIU, did he commit to SIU? I'm almost positive he committed to Chris Lowry.
He went to Southern.
Okay, so look at that.
A couple of years and then ended up at Dayton.
Okay, so SIU and Illinois pretty much even right now on player of the years in Illinois. We had D here. They had Kevin Lillard there. All right,
since 2000,
yeah. Who did he beat in 2000? What year was that?
2008.
Kevin Dillard. That's funny. That's interesting who we would have beaten. Okay, 09.
Brandon Paul.
Okay, boom, we got one. We got he and D.
Yep, getting another one in 2010, Jeremy Richmond.
Oh, wow, on a roll now. And Jeremy, of course, had the 1 year here and then gone. All right, then 11.
2011, the drought starts up again. Boatwright and Chasen Randall.
Randall went to Stanford. Boatwright to UConn?
Yep.
Okay. That was weird.
Boatwright won a title with Kemba.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that everybody else can go win titles. Good for him. All right, so after Boatwright and...
You had a back-to-back winner in 2012 and 2013 in Jabari Parker.
We would have taken him.
It would have worked.
There's no doubt. You know, he
teammate of Kendrick Nunn.
And you know, he's a cousin of Tony Finau, the golfer. I found that out by reading Never Settle, the Marty Smith book. I've been reading that book, and there's a story in there about Tony Finau, and somehow there's a connection, family connection. I'm almost positive it's Jabari Parker. All right, so you would have had he kind of dudded out in the NBA, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was picked high, had some injuries, ended up on the Bulls.
Oh, that's right. And didn't do much.
Not very good, no.
Okay, so maybe we're glad we missed him.
Jahlil Okafor, 2014.
Oh, my goodness. So you went Duke there. Duke.
Yep.
Okay.
Brunson in 15.
Oh, that was my guy.
The game changer.
Yeah. That was my guy. 3 years at Villanova, two national titles.
Now, you could probably say that he made the right decision, but had he come to Illinois, I think a lot of things would have changed.
The one thing about him is his dad, he grew up through sixth grade in New Jersey. Jalen Brunson did. Or at least the first maybe 8 years of his life. Maybe not till sixth grade. And then his dad, of course, played out east and moved out east. Of course, he had a little bit of an issue going to get a massage. The dad did. But Brunson made the choice to go out east, and he won two national titles. All right, so back-to-back for Brunson. All right, after him?
2016, Charlie Moore.
Who played at 14 different...
under Konzo.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kansas, where he didn't really play, and ended up at DePaul.
Oh, that's right. Well, Charlie, maybe
Paul got one.
Maybe you should. Yeah, boom. Maybe you should have come here, Charlie. I don't know. Was Illinois that hard after Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were. Okay. All right.
There was Charlie Moore and Xavier Simpson were the top two.
Yes.
And Tijon was the same class. So when they didn't get Xavier Simpson committed to Michigan, Charlie Moore was going to wait and decide until later on in the process, and they took Tijon.
They had to get a guard. They had to get a point guard. And let's be honest, Charlie Moore.
4 years?
Yeah.
3 years?
Charlie Moore wasn't coming here. Was it Chason Randall? Was he a guy that went to Stanford?
Yes.
That's right. But he wasn't a player of the year.
He split with Boatwright.
With Boatwright. My fault. You just said that. That's what getting old is, Derek. 2 minutes ago, you just said that, and I forgot it. All right, so after
Moore, you have Mark Smith, 2017.
Okay, got him. Didn't want him.
Got him, had him. Lon was there when he lit up DePaul.
Career high. It all comes full circle back to DePaul here and Dave Lado. Was Dave Lado the coach 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Okay. See, this literally came full circle with Dave Lado and Mark Smith and DePaul.
And then 2018, 2019, moment of silence. Belleville West.
Yeah. Just those years, there's an asterisk by those years with Lon. And then, of course, that was it.
He's passed, and now this upcoming year, it'll be between Adam Miller and DJ Stewart.
Okay. And, of course, we got Io. That's all we wanted. So, you know, we didn't need the one dude at Ohio State. We didn't need him. All right.
To your point about DePaul real quick, though, there's a lot of players that have left the state and left Chicago, Cleo Whitney being one of those. So as just Chicago in general is down, there's also been some of those high major type of players that have gotten out of Chicago, and that could be part of the reasoning.
Would you be more frustrated as an Illinois fan that you're not able to get Chicago kids or as a DePaul fan? Now, before you just automatically say Illinois, obviously the state school, Illinois, a Big Ten, Illinois, a team that has had a lot of success, but don't forget under Ray Meyer, and even Joey Meyer, to an extent, DePaul had some really good basketball teams. Mark Aguirre and that crew back in the day. So it's if you're too young to remember this, which many of you are, DePaul under Ray Meyer, I mean, I don't think they won a national title, but didn't they get Final Four, I think, with
Final
Mark Aguirre?
Final Four in 1979.
Okay, with Mark Aguirre. So, yeah, I mean, so it's not like DePaul hasn't had success before. It's just been so long. So you wonder, like, if you're DePaul and you're right there in the city and you've had teams that have been to a Final Four, are you even more frustrated by the fact that you can't get these guys? Of course, for a long time, your arena was like 20 miles from campus.
Mm-hmm.
And the campus, my brother lives right next to it, like 3 blocks from it. And there's a part of the campus that's real pretty, but basically you're just in Lincoln Park, which is cool. I mean, it's not a bad place to be. But yeah, it's just kind of a weird. When I'm up at my brother's and we've walked around the campus, which we've walked through a couple of times, incidentally on the way to McGee's bar, I don't get the feel of a college,
right?
You know, like you would here at Illinois. So that's interesting. Well, that was a fun exercise that didn't ever that never.
Some of those names will make our whenever we make our all near miss team or the bridesmaid team that we're going to make for Illinois in recruiting.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier this week.
My.
Some of those names will pop up again.
Okay. And this year it'll be Adam Miller or
DJ Stewart.
DJ Stewart, who is already going to Duke. So, okay. And I think a lot of people think automatically that that's going to get him player of the year because he's going to Duke. I don't think that really weighs into it. Although a lot of people think that. Now, you're just kind of giving me a weird smile. Maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Okay, maybe it does. Maybe I need to quiet down.
It does matter. I think it matters for McDonald's All-Americans, for sure.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. Okay. Somebody sent in, Charles said, did you guys see where Iowa State is temporarily reducing wages among coaches and staff to stay afloat during these uncertain economic times?
Yes.
I did not see that. I
saw that last night. They are going to save $3 million in what they're reducing, and then they're withholding bonuses for a year that will save them an extra million.
Okay.
So.
Wow. And, of course, I know I said this the other day with owners of baseball teams that are billionaires and Major League Baseball players that are millionaires. I get it. These college coaches make a lot of money.
They do.
But let me promise you this, for the most part, a lot of people spend what they make. And so if you automatically just take away a $100,000 bonus from someone that is maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say relying on it, but, you know.
Like Griswold relying on the Christmas bonus?
On the pool he's going to put in. You're the last true family man, Clark. That you are.
Just trying to keep it light, man.
Mr. Shirley. No, but it's true. It is true. I mean, it's just one of those. All right, let's take a break. Somebody did ask, of all the players you listed, how many national titles? I don't know. A lot.
Do the math during the break.
Yeah, we can do it during the break and let you know. All right, when we come back, the NCAA has granted an extra year of eligibility to all spring athletes. So how does this work? Kent Brown, he's the man. Illini Associate AD is going to join us next to explain that. We'll do the Mettler mix-up a little bit later this hour. And Tom Michael, Eastern Illinois Athletic Director, will join us at 5:05. Fun show ahead. It is The Drive.
As your business needs grow and change, Busey can help manage the unique demands you face. From the day-to-day operations to financing solutions, our team is committed to providing today's producers and agribusinesses the resources needed to grow forward. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. We would like to thank all of our past clients for hiring us on their residential and commercial jobs. When CU Under Construction started in 2003, we had a vision to bring all your construction and trade needs to one company together. Our passion is construction and our clients. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
When you go to the dentist, do you want the less expensive guy? Or the one who knows how to best take care of your teeth? How about the mechanic for less?
That'll do.
Of course not. Just because you can find a service for less doesn't mean it's the best deal. The same is true for moving. You want a quality, stress-free move with professional, experienced movers, you should call Two Men in a Truck. Find out why they are the movers who care. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame. And you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Whoa! I always feel like I need to go jump on a trampoline to this song. That'd probably be good exercise for me.
Good day to do it.
Do you think a neighbor in Philo would care if I just came over and started jumping on their... Like, who's on the... Oh, it's Lon. Just let him go. It's too funny. I think it'd be funny to watch.
Turn it into a TikTok video.
Oh,
when
my.
You fall, especially.
Okay, Isaac Ambrose, you brought it up.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm not stupid here, because I'm old, and sometimes my humor isn't the same as yours, but I have never heard Derek Piper laugh that hard.
No, yeah, from a 22-year-old to a... 49. 49. That was good, clean comedy.
20th Century Fox
that
is
was
the
funny.
One.
That was the best one.
Where the guy's head hits the hood of the car.
Yeah.
If anybody's out there, I don't even know what you Googled.
I actually went to your likes on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So go to @LonteESPNCU and you can find, go to my likes.
Go to his likes, yeah.
Okay, and you can find this TikTok video. It's the funniest thing. Kent Fire. Brown's got to do this. All right, Isaac, thank you. Kent, you a big TikTok guy, I assume?
Oh, I've been TikToking all over the place, but I'm just trying to figure out when the last time you were on a trampoline.
Oh.
Have you ever been on a trampoline?
One time. That is the truth. One time. And my son tried to get me to do the flip, you know, like you flip over, and I'm like, nope, I'll break my neck. I'm not doing it. Nope. I have never felt more unathletic, and I wasn't exactly athletic in the first place, than being on a trampoline, Kent. No way. No way.
So when you said, I feel like I need to go be on a trampoline, I was like, when was Lon ever on a trampoline, for God's sake?
I'd be the guy that would, there'd be a kid on there, and I would jump once, and that kid would fly about 30 feet in the air, and I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry I hurt your son. My fault. All right, Kent Brown, Illinois Associate AD. Kent, I'm not smart. I've said that for 10 years on this radio show. You even told me 10 years ago I'm not smart by starting this radio show, but we did it. I want to ask you, okay, so the NCAA rules that an extra year of eligibility is coming to all spring athletes. I know you had a chance to visit last night with some of the athletes. What exactly are the kind of the key points to this thing that maybe the layman doesn't understand?
Well, basically, the NCAA did just what you said. They said they would not have a problem. They would certainly approve the waiver of the extra year of eligibility for all spring sport athletes whose season was cut short, and then basically tossed it back on the each school's lap and said, and then you deal with it and figure out how you're going to handle it.
Yikes!
And so which causes there's a lot of issues that go along with it. I mean, financial issues to we're in very uncertain times right now in the future of what's going to be happening next fall and next winter. So there's those issues. There's roster sizes. There's, there's just a myriad of things that go along with it. So if there's been a lot of discussion, I can tell you that, for the last couple of weeks, we've tried to look at, all the different options. We have about 27 seniors in the spring sports whose collegiate eligibility would have completed this semester. And so 2 weeks ago, I think we reached out to them and said, hey, if offered the opportunity to come back for another year, would you do that? And 16 of the 27 in that survey said they would likely return for an extra year.
Wow.
And so at that point, there's not much more you can do other than gather facts on, possible expenses, what it would cost, what the different options are. I know the Big Ten ADs have been talking extensively about this. I mean, the Big Ten ADs talk every day, and I feel, Josh, I'm sure, is just Zoom weary of and Skype weary of phone calls and video conference calls about things like this, the uncertainty of financial situation going forward. There's just a lot of issues out there that they're talking about, but this is one that took up a lot of conversation trying to figure out how everybody was going to do it. So basically every school has a chance to handle on their own campus the way they feel like they can. So we met, there's a group of the sport administrators and other senior staff members, along with Josh, along with the spring sport coaches, had a couple long discussions about, what would be best, what would be best for our students, what would be fair, what would be best for the department, and just trying to figure out the best thing. And I think we landed a really good spot where I was hoping we'd land. And that's, we're going to offer the seniors this year the chance to come back and participate next spring. At the same scholarship level that they're on for this semester. And then now it's up to the coaches to go really talk to each one of those at one of their senior athletes to decide if, you know, try to get a little bit of a little firmer answer,
right,
so we can, you know, figure out exactly what those numbers are going to be. So now the coaches are talking with the athletes to say, okay, here's the parameters. You know, are you coming back or are you not?
Kent, to use baseball as an example, I know there's only a certain amount of scholarships that are allotted per team there, and there you're dealing with partial scholarships and whatnot too.
Right.
So based on your understanding, would there maybe be a discrepancy amongst the Big Ten if one team had five seniors say yes that they're coming back, so they would have 17, 19, whatever it may be, versus an Ohio State that has less than that or more than that or whatever that may be?
Yeah, so for 1 year, the NCAA is offering a waiver, will waive the roster. So baseball as a sport also has a roster limit. You can only have 35 on a baseball roster. And then they have 11.7 scholarships that are spread out over those that roster. And so there may be some that have a full scholarship. There may be some that are at 20% or 25% or 50% or 80%. You know, there's all kinds of but you have, the coach has to decide how that's going to be doled out. And so for next year, for instance, so Illinois, I think, has four or five senior baseball players.
Okay.
And depending on who comes back, their scholarship levels would stay the same. And so that limit would not be in effect. Now, we couldn't, if a kid doesn't come back, we don't get that scholarship money as well.
Got it.
Right, so Derek's on 80% scholarship, and he decides he's not coming back. We don't get his 80% added to the baseball scholarship level. It's basically tied to that player who's coming back.
Makes sense.
But you know, I can tell you, I know that there's another school in the Big Ten who's offering their seniors a chance to come back, but they're not guaranteeing them any money.
Wow.
They don't know if they can guarantee any scholarship aid. Or there's another school I know that is going to offer, you can come back, but even though you were at 80% of scholarship, we're only going to offer you 25% to come back for next year. So everybody's a little different level. But I think what we're doing is very fair. I think it's an opportunity to keep them at the same level that they're at, and then give them a chance to complete their college career and then move on.
You know what I kind of like about it? Kent Brown is our guest, Illini Associate AD. Follow him on Twitter, at Kent Brown. What I like is that the NCAA, I know it's more work for everybody, you and Josh, et cetera, and coaches, but I like that the NCAA made the ruling, and then they said, you guys can all do what you need. And the NCAA didn't just say, all right, here's what we're going to do, and here's what it is, and that could really constrict a lot of people. So I like the fact they gave you a little bit of the leeway.
Well, I think you may like it. I'm not sure that all the athletic directors in the country liked it.
That's
I think
true.
They liked a little more direction, right? I think if you talk to people around the country, they would have liked to have had a little bit more the direction how it's going. You know, the NCAA, you know, basically, you know, made that decision without consulting, you know, the people who have to make the financial and
good
the
call.
And the ethical decisions of what they're going to do. And so, you know, pretty much true to everybody's, which is fine. I mean, that, you know, the NCAA, you know, gives a leadership role and you know, but that was a decision that was made early on that's what they were going to do. So it's every school has to look at it differently. And so the, you know, there's going to be some, smaller budget schools that just aren't going to be able to do anything. They're not going to be able to offer the opportunity to come back.
No, that
and there's some others that can swallow it. And
yeah.
So everybody's going to be in a different boat.
That makes sense. I'll hold my NCAA opinion still after Kent's off the air. By the way, everybody, quit calling Kent Brown real quick. We need him for like five more minutes. Kent, I did want to ask you this. So like in the baseball example, so let's say Illinois next year has 38 scholarship guys, right? And 35 is normally the max. They're going to give them 1 year to do that. Okay, but this also affects juniors, sophomores, freshmen. So if I'm a sophomore baseball player and I decide I want an extra year, does that just then simply, then from then on, is it, well, okay, Dan, you've only got 35. So if you've got a sophomore that wants to come back and ultimately have another year, then that's going to affect your recruiting class 2-3 years down the road. Does that make sense?
It does, and this is where the coaches are going to have to manage their rosters, because their numbers will go back to the NCAA limitations after the 1 year. And so basically those current freshmen, sophomores, juniors, who next year will be sophomores, junior, senior in school, will have to, and this is not unlike what happens on football rosters a lot, is, you know, maybe you've had a chance to be in school for 4 years here. You've got your degree. We guarantee you the opportunity to get your degree and to be here 4 years, but we're not going to guarantee you the fifth year. And so that's going to be up to the coach's discretion at that point for those future years to decide if, hey, because some of those kids, you know, maybe there's not really a great future for them on the team, right?
Yep.
Maybe they
yep.
kind of played out. Or maybe it's a kid that they really want to have back for that fifth year, and so then they've got to be able to adjust for that in their recruiting and in their roster. So roster management becomes a challenge for all those spring sport coaches moving forward for the next 2 or 3 years, probably.
Ken, how much discussion is potentially centered around the incoming class, how they're affected? I'm sure that offering up the opportunity for seniors to come back isn't at the expense of, say, a center fielder that's signed for the baseball team, but opportunities change and roster sizes change. Has there been much talk about how that could impact players and prospects that are coming in now who are signed in the current recruiting class?
Yeah, and that is an issue. I know Josh brought that up at the very first press conference about 3 weeks ago, that's one of the things that we have to work through. And so, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think the bulk of the discussion and the bulk of the actions that have been happening over the last 2.5 weeks really has been about our current student athletes and our current staff and what's happening now, because things were changing so fast. You know, every 15 minutes there was new policies coming out, new things. So, but with all the decision making has really been going on about what's happening with this current group. And last night we did talk a little bit about one of the things that we're going to have to really start paying attention to again is focus on those incoming athletes who will be joining us in the summer or probably now in the fall for the first time. And so, you know, those are discussions that coaches are going to have and with them, so that they know what their status is and then get them here and want to be, you know, start their careers outright. But you're right. There's going to be somebody out there that was expecting a spot to be open, and maybe that spot's not going to be open this first year.
Wow.
So that's one of the pitfalls of this thing.
Yep. And Kent, before we let you go, I saw a report, I believe yesterday, about University of Illinois summer courses going to online as well, which I'm sure impacts basketball, for example, having their players come and have summer workouts and whatnot. So any insight you can provide there on maybe what that would change for some sports that you have a lot of athletes here on campus during the summer and their activities?
It's all going to depend on the shelter-in-place, stay-at-home situation that our state government and the health authorities are going to keep in place. So if after April 1st or after May 30th, you know, starting June 1st or whatever, when I say April 1st, April 30th,
yeah,
I think that's our current situation. Maybe it's starting June 1st. At some point, you know, if people are no longer in the stay-at-home situation, then we can start making those decisions of when we can start allowing our student-athletes to come back. Right now, we only have about five student-athletes that are on campus in university housing that we are making sure that they're getting their meals at the Ike and they have access to the medical part of it, because all our buildings are closed.
Okay.
So none of our facilities are open to the athletes. If there's some that are living here in their apartments, they're on their own. We're not allowing them to work out in any of our weight rooms or any of the facilities. But if that stay at home shelter in place order expires and it's not extended over the summer, then I think that's when we start making decisions about who can come back and when they can come back and then when we can start opening our facilities again. So those are things that we're talking about and we're prepared for, but it's down the road a little bit here as we see how this plays out over the next month or so.
You've been doing this a while, Kent, and just when you thought you had seen everything, right? And then this comes along. I mean, and it brings somebody that is a veteran in what you do, and arguably one of, if not the best in the country. And now all of a sudden it's like, hey, guess what? Here's a new thing for you to learn, Kent.
Well, I tell you, 3 weeks ago, right now, we were sitting in a room at Bielefeld with a group of about 25 of us. The tournament had just been canceled. I don't know if the final four, that the NCAA tournament had been canceled yet, but we were assuming that's where it was headed.
Right.
And we were sitting there trying to come up with a plan because we were going into spring break. We had teams that were traveling around the country to play. What were we going to do? We were trying to get our gymnastics team was in Puerto Rico. We were, you know, trying to figure out how to get them back as soon as possible. So trying to come up with a plan, but you know, about every hour there was a new change in what our direction we were going. So you'd make all these plans and all of a sudden after the next meeting that Josh was a part of, he'd come back and say, well, here's the new deal, new direction, because here's the change. So we'd all go back and come up with a new plan to get by. And then it was, you know, work at home. And then it was, we want to evacuate campus pretty much. We don't want anybody here. Everybody's going to be. So all these things have been just nonstop. And, you know, there's nothing you can do to prepare for from our end of it because we've never been through this. You know, there was a pandemic in 1918, but none of us were around, obviously. And but it's funny, some of the same things they were doing in 1918 for the Spanish flu pandemic, they were playing football games in front of empty stadiums.
Wow.
You know, they were doing things for social distancing, stuff like that, to stop the spread of the flu at that time. So there are a few things that are happening, but there weren't as many people, right? I mean, that was a much more civil. The United States was much more rural
right.
in 1918 than it is in 2020. It's much more metropolitan. So, you know, our big cities are so compact, and so something like this to spread. I'm not a health expert. I just watch CNN and all the news stations about it. but it's, you know, there's so many people packed together that this thing is changing so fast. And we're such a mobile society that it didn't take long for everybody who went for spring break. Who knows? You know, maybe they come back and who knows who's carrying it. Now we're finding out that you don't even have to, you can be totally asymptomatic and be a carrier.
It's crazy.
So much is unknown about this thing. And that's what's made this a real challenge for Josh and the major decision makers is every day there's a new challenge about this and new information as we're going forward. And, you know, I tell you, one of the biggest, I know you have Tom Michael coming up.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've already got their challenges at Eastern Illinois with what they're doing. And I sent Tom a text a week or so ago and just said, man, I'm thinking about you because I know what we're going through and I can't imagine, you know, what he's, yeah. having to deal with as well, and we're all trying to figure out what's going to happen and have a contingency. What ifs, you know,
right.
the what ifs, so that you're prepared. What if we don't have football in the fall? What if it's in the spring? What if, you know, what's that mean financially? What's that? Because I mean, that's a big part of it.
Huge.
And, so, you know, I just hope that everybody continues to, you know, or starts if they aren't, you know, the distancing and staying away so we can get this thing over with so we can get back to some kind of normalcy soon. But I think we're in for a hard ride these next 3 weeks. And then hopefully we'll start seeing a downslope so we can start having some planning and get our kids back, you know, so they can compete again and get them back and doing things that we like to do.
Yep.
That we were forced to shut down for the right reasons, but let's hopefully we can get it back and do what we want to do.
Yeah, and I think we all understand how much sports means to us for a lot of us, obviously, and now you're even more understanding what a baseball game tonight for Kent Brown when he's grilling out and he's got the Cubs game on. I mean, now you don't get that, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Wait a minute, Lon. I'm telling you, I've had some of the most enjoyable baseball the last couple of weeks from watching the Cubs 2016.
Yeah, they don't lose,
run.
Right?
And I knew it didn't matter that I knew that they were going to win the seventh game. I still, the emotional roller coaster I went through the other night, even though I knew what the outcome was. It was hard. It was hard for me. So
were you cursing Rajee Davis still?
Yeah. And Joe, why did we take out Hendricks
right.
early? You know what?
It's so true, man.
Game six. Why did we throw in Chapman so in that game. Why did we do that? I don't know, but that still makes me mad. Even though I knew what was going to happen, it made me angry.
It's awesome. It is so awesome to do. I still, when I watch Game 7 of the Blues over the Bruins, I still, in the pregame, they show like Chara or something, and I still throw cuss words at the end, and then I'm like, well, calm down, Lon. Remember, you win this game. It's like, oh, that's right. Hey, Kent, we really appreciate it. We've leaned on you a lot lately, and your voice to a lot of listeners. I mean, you mean so much to this area. You've been with Illinois Athletics. You're so synonymous with it, and I'm being serious. I know you laugh, but you're very synonymous with Illinois Athletics, and for a lot of us that are worrying, that, like you, you know, okay, when's this coming back? We really appreciate you coming on and kind of explaining everything, Kent. So stay safe, my friend, and be well.
We appreciate what you're doing, and we're all dealing with it, right? I mean, our good friend, I don't know if you know Bruce Schwartz, but I saw if you read the News Gazette today, and Bruce has been our football statistician since the early 80s and is also our backup timekeeper at basketball games. Bruce was just diagnosed positive today, but he had his first symptoms on March 16th, and so for the last 2 weeks he's been going through this, and he's finally starting to feel better. And so people like Bruce, and we already know that we're up to over 30 in Champaign County, and there's a lot of people that are affected already and keep going. And we appreciate everything that you guys do to help kind of take maybe the attention away from some of the problems going on, to talk about some of the more lighthearted stuff. And hopefully we'll be talking about sports and games again here, maybe another month and a half, like that. We can get back to talking about games. Cubs, Cardinals, let's do that.
Amen. It's never been more important in my life to be as goofy as I am than right now. I'm the goofiness for everybody out there to get their mind off of this. And it is true, though, Kent. Every morning now I wake up and I'm like, I feel good. All right, I'm good. I've never done that in my entire life where I've worried about how I feel waking up, unless I had maybe a 7 a.m. tea time and maybe stayed out a little late. And I'm like, okay, how good do I feel right now? Maybe I need to sleep through that one. All right, Kent Brown, we always appreciate it, my friend. You stay safe, and thank you, sir.
You guys, too. Take care.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Kent Brown, what an unbelievable job he does at Illinois. Illini Associate AD, of course, a voice that you can count on. With a lot of this, follow him on Twitter at Kent Brown. We hope that kind of summed up a little bit what it means. So essentially, in summary, the seniors, let's start with them. If they want to come back in a spring sport, Illinois reached out to all 27, according to Kent, there's 27, and said, are you coming back? And about 16 of those, in his opinion, said yes. And then Illinois voted as a group to say, we're going to continue to give you the same scholarship level that you had your senior year. That's big.
Yes. Yep.
That's big. And like Kent said, there's some in the Big Ten that are saying, well, you can come back because the NCAA said you could.
We can't make promises.
But yeah, we may not give you anything. You may be a walk-on your final year or essentially like that, where your family's going to have to pay for that. Or instead of, like he said, 80% of scholarship money, you're only going to get 20. Because we've already got invested in some other people. And then essentially, if you're a junior, sophomore, or freshman, and you want to come back, you're not guaranteed that fifth year. I mean, I think, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're not guaranteed. So if you're a freshman and you get to be a senior, and even though you say, well, look, I'm going to enact the one ruling, Dan Hartlepp doesn't have to allow you to do that, I don't think. So, I mean, it's just, it's interesting. It's, and like the thing that Kent said, we're all going through this together for the first time. So whatever job you have, we all have important jobs. And to each one of us, our job is the most important because it pays the bills. And to each job out there, you're affected, even in a good way. Like grocery stores right now, it's a good thing. I mean, they are swamped right now, right? But they are affected now because they're having to unload trucks more often. They're having to hire people to come in and unload these trucks. They've got people that want toilet paper galore. I mean, it's just every job, whether it's good or bad, is affected by this. And that's it's a scary thing. So I was going to do this today, but tomorrow being Friday, let's do it then. Tomorrow, we did this a couple weeks ago. I'm going to allow, I'm going to allow all of our listeners, because I know we have listeners everywhere, Royal, Camargo, Atwood, all over the place. Muhammad. I mean, what I want to do tomorrow is allow you to call in or text, not call, but text in our text line. And if there's an area restaurant that's being affected, you know, and has to shut its doors, but they're offering curbside or delivery. Tomorrow, we're going to let you fill us in on who some of those restaurants are. And so maybe this weekend, let's say you're wanting to kind of steal away and take a 30-minute drive. Maybe you want to go to another town and get dinner there. So we're going to allow you to do that tomorrow. I know we had a great showing when we did that a couple weeks ago, because there's so many restaurants, bars that are affected by this. And we want to be able to reach out and give everybody a chance to kind of say your favorite place and what are they doing? Maybe you know what they're doing. Maybe there's a certain special they're doing. I know a lot of restaurants are doing like family meals. So instead of just an ordinary, you know, you just order like a chicken dinner, now they're giving you a family meal of chicken that you can get for your family. So it's a good, it's a cool thing to do. All right. When we come back, quick Mettler mix-up with Doctor of Physical Therapy Matthew Gordon, Tom Michael, Eastern Illinois AD, after that. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.